Morning. When I listen to the song or when I sing along, Hold On To Me, it reminds me roughly about 4 to 6 million people in Ukraine. You know, the war going on between the Russian and Ukraine. So a lot of darkness happened out there. And a lot of people, they very much hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ as their comfort. Our church, we try to raise in fund to help the people in Ukraine. And hopefully by the end of this week, or probably today, we begin to disperse a large sum of money to the organization in Poland, the Baptist organization, so they can feed the refugee. And we also disperse probably a smaller amount of money to one of the church in Ukraine so they can provide food and supply to the people who left behind. Basically, whoever are young, you know, during the war, they can be able to escape. But mostly the senior people and the men or the youth over 16, they have to stay behind. So a lot of darkness over there. So that reason why when I sing along, Hold On To Me, it really touched me because of what happened over there. Once a year, I share with you about the Holy Spirit. So this year, right the Sunday after Easter, you know, again, I come back to the topic of Holy Spirit. But this time, I want to share about the work of the Holy Spirit, because by understand the resurrection, okay, and how Christ alive, or he risen, or he resurrected, it gives us the courage. But in order to understand the resurrection, we need to understand about the Holy Spirit, especially the work of the Holy Spirit. I pick the scripture in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 5 to 15. Basically, this passage will provide us three pieces of information about the work of the Holy Spirit. Before I go into the work of the Holy Spirit, we need to recognize or at least have the same understanding who is the Holy Spirit. There's two answers to this question. First, the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is not an it or a force or power. The Holy Spirit is the living being. At first. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is God. That is, the Holy Spirit is a person, the third member of the Godhead. But when you study the topic of Holy Spirit, you remember these two truths. About the person of the Holy Spirit, answer a lot of questions, and the remaining questions are about the Holy Spirit works. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to believers. What did the Holy Spirit come into the world to do? And what is the work of the Holy Spirit? And when you study the book of John, chapter 16, verse 5 to 15, this question would be answered to the disciple. And when Jesus, he communicate this message in the upper room, the discussion happened on the last meal Jesus shared with his disciple before Judas betrayed him. And you would understand that Jesus, he praised his disciple for the ministry of the Holy Spirit because he knew that he would be go away, and the disciple had to carry on his ministry. So three things I'm going to communicate with you or share with you about the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit help, the Holy Spirit convicts, and the Holy Spirit guides individual and the church. Okay. And Father, we thank you very much. Just being here once a year, share the message about the Holy Spirit. I pray the Holy Spirit will use me to share the message from the Scripture and from the Scripture alone. I pray that the Holy Spirit in the heart of the people in this room, so they can understand and apply whatever they learn today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit help. Help. Okay, let's go back to verse 5 to 7, chapter 16. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said this thing to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So Jesus Christ, he very much touched or rocked the disciple with the bad news. In the upper room, one of them, he know one of them is mean Judas Iscariot will betray him. He was going away and he know Peter would deny him. So at that point in time, the disciple heart understandably filled with sorrow. Remember, this man gave up just about everything to follow Jesus Christ. But now he go away. So what could Jesus say to comfort them? So in verse 7, Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So how in the world could Jesus go away, be advantage to his disciple? And I think about it. But remember, when Jesus was on earth, he lived in a human body that could be only in one place at a time. But when Jesus departed, he sent the Holy Spirit. He could be with every believer at every place and every time. So basically what he communicates is mean he can be in this room. He can be each one of you wherever or whenever or wherever. So the same thing when the people, the refugee in Ukraine, lay at night and when the bombing and when they in fear, when they very much discouraged and they don't feel safe anymore. And this passage would remind them the Holy Spirit is mean Christ is to be with them. So they can pray and pray. So the peace will be comfort them in the moment chaos. And the Holy Spirit will touch the church and the people around the world to send help, even though they don't know which church or which people. But at least in their prayer, they know West Houston Church will send help. If you have a chance to look through our Facebook page, you see how the church over there, when we first wave of send help, they provide food for the senior, the one who left behind, who cannot go shopping because all the stores closed. Okay? So the church with all the young people, you can see all the young people, it's mean all the male. Okay, age 16 and above, who left behind. And the wife of the pastor go out there and very much try to gather food to help these senior people. And that really touched when we read this passage. The Lord will be anywhere, every time when the people need help, or even in this room. And hopefully you understand this passage. And you would know wherever you go, wherever you are, whenever you need him, he'd be there. Okay? So that's exactly like what Jesus Christ did in the Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. Now, every believer has the presence of Him, but not only that, but also the power and the partnership of the Holy Spirit inside of them, so we can expect Him to do the great things through us, in us, through us, and also among us, at least the church. Secondly, the Holy Spirit convicts, verse 8 to verse 11. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of the righteousness and of judgment of sins because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the ruler of this world is just. The Holy Spirit comforts the believers, we understand that. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit will convict the unbelievers. He confronts the world with its sin and error and seeks to lead the world into repentance, faith, and obedience. From verse 8 to 11, Jesus teaches three ways the Holy Spirit can convict the world. Okay, He convicts the world of sin. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts the unbelievers of their guilt before God, the need of salvation, and the total sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus is preceding the bad news of sin. No one can receive the message of salvation without first of being convicted of sin. The Holy Spirit confronts the world with its sin to lead lost people to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is only hope of salvation. And this is really amazing about the Holy Spirit work. Every 2 weeks, Sunday, first Sunday and the third Sunday, but last Sunday because of Easter, so we not go out to the Hong Kong Mall to share the gospel, but today we do that. Every time we go out, we interface with the people and really amazed when we find out a lot of people, they wandering in Hong Kong Mall or any shopping mall, and they searching for something is missing in their heart. And some people, they just come to us and they just say, tell us how we can find the peace in our heart. And it really amazed when I share the gospel, or outreach, people share the gospel, and people right there, they cry, they pray, accept Christ. You know, I went to Hong Kong Mall just about every other week, and sometimes I'm just wandering in Hong Kong Mall on Saturday, you know, especially when my wife shopping or something like that. So I kept wandering, and there is the man, he's the owner of the store in there. And I have a chance to talk to him. And I share the gospel to him about five times, at least. And recently, he said he understands. But I asked him, is it what I share to him, it makes sense to him? And he said, yes, it makes sense. And then I asked, do you want to pray, accept Christ as your Lord, your Savior? And he said, let him think about it. And then he told me, well, just give me the church address. I will come to the church. So I waited for him at the church. He didn't show up. And I kept waiting a few weeks back. I don't remember the exact date. And I met him again. And he said he was a little bit tired. So I say, I tell you what, it's a time for you to pray, accept Christ. And he said, well, I tell you what, let me come to the church on Easter, a Sunday, and maybe I will do it. I said, okay. So last Easter, it's been the 17th, you know, that week back. So I didn't know he would remember or not, but Easter, I'm still waiting. He didn't come. And then Friday, 7 p.m., I got the news. It's been April 22nd, just last Friday at 7 p.m., I got the news. He passed away. So sometimes I kept wondering at the last moment in time when he said weeks back, he said he will come to church on Easter. And before that, he missed a couple of times. I come, you know, I went out there, asked him. He said, well, maybe next time. But his next time, he said, would be Easter. And then Easter never come to him. So sometime like last Saturday or yesterday, I keep thinking, is it a moment in time did he make peace with God? And then I said, well, I don't know. That between him and God, he promised to come to church on Easter, but he didn't come. Okay? So if that moment in time, if he prayed Christ, prayed repentance, you know, he get my tracts, I teach him how to pray, is it he would have the salvation at that moment in time? So that reason why when I go back to the Bible, even when Christ, when he died on the cross, remember two sinners very much like nailed on the cross, side by side with him. And that one moment in time when one man on the cross say, Lord, when you go, you know, please take me to paradise. And Jesus said, you will be with me. Oh, no, he said, remember me when you go into paradise. And Jesus said, yes, today you will be in paradise with me. When I review that passage, I really have the comfort, if the last moment in time, if he pray the repentance based on the scripture, Jesus would take him. And after that, we don't know. Okay? But at least when I review or when I try to, do this sermon, it reminded me the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. Sometimes we cannot see the result, you know, obvious result, but maybe the Lord will do the work mightily. And then secondly, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of righteousness. It is the Holy Spirit who convicts the world of righteousness because Jesus had gone to the Father. We do not see him. Jesus came to the world to establish the kingdom of God. The requirement of citizenship in the kingdom of heaven is righteousness. Jesus fulfilled the proclaiming righteous of God. But how will the world know the kingdom of God about Jesus absent? The Holy Spirit carried the righteous ministry of Jesus until he returned. So convict the world of righteousness. What exactly does it mean? It means he tried to convict you, try to touch your heart so you can bring whatever you know, the gospel, to the people. That's what exactly he tried to say. Okay? Because in the book of Romans, it said, if we cannot tell the people, and how can the people can hear the message? And if they cannot hear, how can they believe? So somebody had to share the message, even though we may not see the result, or sometimes we don't know the result. But at least we ought to share the message. That's what John tried to communicate through the word of Jesus Christ in here. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of judgment. It is the Holy Spirit convict the world of judgment to come because the rule of the world has been judged by finished work of Jesus on the cross. Jesus has won the victory over sin, death, and Satan. Holy Spirit convict the world of judgment to come and meet the lost to defect and run to the cross of Jesus. You see, Jesus, the righteous of judgment of God, is fully satisfied. So it's only through Jesus Christ people would know there's a day, the judgment that will come. But through Christ, okay, the people will run to him and try to avoid that judgment, because there are only two ways for the people would go. They someday or go up or go down. This coming Saturday, we're going to have the funeral service at our church, start 10 o'clock. And tonight at 7 p.m., from 7 to 9, I have the discussion or the workshop about where the people, when they pass away, where they go. What happened to the believer? What happened to the unbeliever? What happened to the people die before the grace period? This means the Old Testament. And just what happened. And if you have any question, just come to the workshop tonight at 7 p.m. on Zoom. So we can have the discussion, open discussion about this. Okay? And third point, the Holy Spirit, guides. Verse 12 to 15, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot. Okay? But you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of mine and declare to you. So basically, He tried to communicate, the Holy Spirit will help you, will guide you. Because sometimes we have a lot of information, but how can we put all the information together? We may have the knowledge, but when we communicate knowledge, people sometimes not accept it. So the work of the Holy Spirit is organize the knowledge and also touch the heart of the mind and the heart people so they can hear and so they can sense the message. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Just, you know, I redline three things up there. The Holy Spirit guides us to the truth, the Spirit of truth. He guides you to all truth. He keeps repeating about the truth, truth. So it's very much like the Lord Jesus had many things to say to disciples during that time in the upper room. But the disciples very much had a trouble to understand it. They have to wait until after resurrection and Christ opened their mind so they can understand the Bible. But however, even though they couldn't bear it, but the Holy Spirit will feel a lot of issue they don't understand. The Holy Spirit would help them to understand Jesus Christ. Word is mean the scripture. So that reason why Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit to guide the disciple of Jesus Christ into all truth. The Holy Spirit does not speak on His own authority, but He speaks the things He has heard and declares them to us. So it's kind of amazing when you understand the work of the Holy Spirit, because sometimes when you read the Bible or the scripture, you just flatly don't understand. A lot of things is hidden. So when you pray of the Holy Spirit would open your mind so you can see, you can understand certain things. And God's word, the Bible, they call it a living word. So depend on your age and when you advance in life, the Holy Spirit kept open up so you can understand deeper and you can understand certain things, but right now you cannot understand. And that really amazes when we understand that. And you would find out the Holy Spirit will guide us to Jesus Christ, because He said, I will glorify me. He, it's mean the Holy Spirit, will glorify me. For He will take up what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father heads are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take off mine and declare it to you. So he said, like, glorify me. The Spirit of truth will witness about him. And say, when the helper come, I will send to you from the Father the Spirit of truth. Okay? So the Holy Spirit, when you study about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, sometimes I can imagine the Holy Spirit seem like a very, very shy member of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit not show up for the glory himself. He always, if you read the Bible and you study, the Holy Spirit always, everything you read in the Bible, he always point you to Jesus Christ. And when believers, mean each one of you, led by the Holy Spirit, you would not show up, or you would not show off how the spiritual you are. The believers, mean you will speak and behave the way to bring the glory to Jesus Christ. That really amazes when you understand about the Holy Spirit. So the believers, mean each one of you, when you join the Holy Spirit with the only purpose to glorify the Lord Jesus. So if you see the believer, they walk around and they glorify themselves. Okay? And they said they have the Holy Spirit in them. Or they said they fill up the Holy Spirit. But if they walk around and you just listen to their word, it look like they try to glorify themselves, not glorify Christ. So you would understand they are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Because if the people who guide by the Holy Spirit, they're very, very humble. And everything they do, they point to Jesus Christ. That's one thing you need to remember. So at the conclusion, so what is the Holy Spirit saying to you today? If he convicting you of sin, agree with him. Okay? And turning away from your sin to Jesus Christ. And if you are a believer, you need the guidance. And then just ask him. Just ask the Holy Spirit, because he always speak the truth. Let us stand up so I can pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because today, 1 week after the Easter, you teaching us, or you reminding us, the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit will help us, guide us to go through life properly, and convict us to show us about to follow the truth, and bring the message to the people, and is also guiding us through life properly, so you will be glorified. So we as a church would glorify you, Jesus Christ. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with all the people in this room and the church from now and forever. Amen.